USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A suspected armed intruder was shot Monday evening outside the headquarters of the CIA. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by guards near the main entrance when he exited his vehicle with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized for his injuries. Officials say the suspect did not make it onto the grounds of the CIA compound, and his motives remain under investigation. And Florida's governor has signed a law allowing him to lift all local COVID restrictions beginning this summer. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the legislation that allows the state to cancel remaining restrictions, like mask mandates and capacity limits on businesses that communities have in place starting on July 1st. DeSantis also signed an executive order to immediately abolish those restrictions before the law even goes into effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus. But it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating, and I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So it'd be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A proposal to provide financial aid to Northern Triangle countries to help stem the flow of illegal migrants to the U.S.'s southern border is raising some eyebrows. Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans James Comer and Jason Smith are questioning a Biden administration proposal that would send cash payments to Central America as part of a strategy to deal with the causes of the illegal immigration crisis. Both are ranking members of the House Oversight and Budget Committee, and they've expressed concern that sending millions of dollars to countries with rampant corruption isn't a good idea. In the meantime, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News the border crisis is not just an issue for states along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So this is just a launching point. Obviously, the cartels are not going to tell us where the drugs are going and the human trafficking, where that's going. That's going all over the country. And we know that these kids and these families are being sent everywhere, and they may be sent there with COVID or some other transmittable disease, and every state is going to start having to deal with these problems.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And officials in Bavaria have canceled festivities for Oktoberfest for the second straight year. Bavarian Governor Markus Söder said Monday that there were still too many risks in holding an event that draws tourists from around the world during a global pandemic. The fair held in Munich typically attracts more than 6 million visitors for the festival's 17-day run. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.